兄姊妹们平安，
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴，真的是我们差不多有2年多，我们又来到弟兄姊妹们的中间了。
It's been about over 2 years since the last time I visited you.
可是刚刚我们参加了弟兄姊妹们在一起的纪念组的聚会，在这个1个多小时的里面，我感觉到弟兄姊妹们爱主的心。不会因着这个疫情而有减弱。
And I've attended in the last hour or so, I've attended the same meeting together. I feel that that this pandemic has not lessened the brothers and sisters' hearts before the Lord.
在这个过去这个1年半到2年的时间里面，我想这个疫情已经把整个的教会改变了一种形态。
I think within the last year, year and a half, this pandemic has truly completely changed the church in a way.
有许多的地方就失去了，就像我们一样，到今天还没有恢复实体的聚会。
There are some parts of it which no longer exist, just as we are even today, we are no longer meeting in person.
这个对一般的弟兄姊妹来讲，可能有两方面的影响。
Towards the regular brothers and sisters, this may have two different impacts.
有的弟兄姊妹呢，他就有更多的机会参加网上各地不同的神的聚会。
For some, they may have an opportunity now to attend even more of the different types of gathering all over the place online.
非常的丰富，有宣教的，有教养儿童的，有夫妻关系的，有读圣经的，等等，使得我们的接触面更广、更丰富了。
And it is quite abundant that sometimes we may gather in regards to the family, to children, to serving him, to all different kinds of aspects, and gives us really abundant different things to feed us.
但是也有很多的弟兄姊妹，因着没有实体的聚会，我们不知何去何从。
But there are also some brothers and sisters, because we are no longer meeting physically in person, that they may have disappeared.
所以我们也失去了跟弟兄姊妹真的实体见面相交的机会，因此我们的心情、我们的灵性里面都有了改变。
And because we no longer are meeting in person, we missed the opportunity of seeing each other in person. Our hearts have also been changed in a way.
在整个疫情当中，我们发现所增加最多的一个病的情况，不是心脏病，不是癌症，而是忧郁症。
And from during this period of time, we see that the disease that have increased significantly, it is not heart disease, it's not cancer, but depression.
因为我们人生突然失去了方向，我们不知道要追求什么，我们总是觉得一个人孤单无助。
And because our life has lost purpose, or we're no longer know where our focuses are, and we've lost direction, and we feel lonely and without hope.
刚刚弟兄带我们唱的这首诗歌《我愿更多的认识耶稣》里面，讲出了我们一个内心真的向着主的光景。
And in the hymn we just sang, that it really spoke of the circumstance within our heart towards God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们注意没有，你如果再回去看这首诗歌的话，它跟主的关系用了许多的字眼来描述。
And if we go back and take a look at the hymn, we will see that in it there are many, he used many words to describe his relationship with God.
他说要相信，要爱慕，要追求。
He says to trust, to admire, and to pursue.
他还说要与主有份。要享受，要和他相交。
And to be part to partake of him, his blessings, and to enjoy him, and also to have fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就发现说，在这个过去的这么1年多里面，谁能够更多的认识耶稣，跟耶稣基督有相交、有爱慕、有享受的人，他不会因着与人没有太多的接触。而落在一个忧郁的光景里头。
And we can see that if a person truly has such a relationship where there's love, where there's admiration, where there's fellowship, such a person, such a brother, would not fall into the circumstance of depression, of loneliness, or without hope.
我今天信息的负担的题目是以基督为标杆的追求。
And the topic of today's message is the pursuit of Christ as the goal.
我想请Bill 为弟兄帮我把这个 PowerPoint 来表弄出来。
So I asked Brother Bill to put up the PowerPoint.
首先我要很抱歉的对只能读英文的弟兄姊妹们，实在是我这个投影片没有办法把双语都塞进去。
I want to apologize to the English brothers and sisters that unfortunately I'm unable to fit in the English portion on the slide.
但是没有关系，今天我非常更注意到弟兄姊妹中间年轻的翻译的弟兄或姊妹，你们的中文水平实在是非常的高。
But no worries, I noticed that everyone, the brothers and sisters, the youngsters and the translators, that I noticed that your Chinese is very good.
这是贵教会这么三十年来真的在主的恩典底下，从幼儿一直到现在都能够培养出年轻人了，而且一直在教会里面全家一起聚会，这是我非常羡慕也为各位感恩的。
And this is it's truly God's grace that we in the last 30 years that we're able to bring up youth, youngsters who are able to continue to serve him and to be very well in English and then to serve together as a family. And this is something I truly thank God for.
其实这个也就是以基督为标杆的追求的一个方式，那就是把全家一起带到主的面前。
And this is just one aspect of the pursuit of Christ as a goal, and that is to bring the entire family before him.
我们跟我们的孩子一起成长的时候，我知道孩子在幼年的时候，小学、中学，他们读了很多的书。
When my kids were young, I know that in grade school, middle school, that they read many, many books.
我不知道你跟你孩子读关于信仰的书，尤其让他们能够很普遍、能够容易接受的，以童话故事，甚至以这个小说的形式来写的书有哪几本？
I don't know if you've ever read books regarding faith, our faith, whether it's through stories or easy to read books. If how many have you read with your children?
当然，我不是讲的白雪公主啊这一类的书。
Of course, I'm not speaking of Snow White or those type of fable stories.
有一本书，它是在1678年，差不多离现在有差不多快350年的是。约翰本人写的叫做《天路历程》。
So there's a book that was written in 1678, roughly 350 years ago, by John Bunyan, which is The Pilgrim's Progress.
这本书据说在今天是除了圣经以外，所有销售量第二的书。
And so aside from the Bible, this is the second most widely sold book.
还有另外一本书，就是差不多在70-80年前 C.S. Lewis 他写的《诺尼亚的传奇》。
And the second book is written by C.S. Lewis around 70-80 years ago. It's The Chronicles of Narnia.
我想今天好多的小朋友，他们几乎在美国生长的小朋友，他们讲起这个童话故事的时候，都是头头是道，而且非常的一读再读这样的书。
I think many children who are born in America today, whenever they speak of this book, they're definitely very well versed in the story and are very familiar.
但是在差不多20年前，有一本书叫做《标杆人生》，这本书也开始在成人的世界、中文的世界里头，不但英文，中文的世界里头也非常的受欢迎。
And so around 20 years ago, there was this book called The Purpose-Driven Life, which became very popular, not just to the English audience, but also to the Chinese.
到今天为止，这本书据说已经差不多销售超过5000万册，而且有近100种语言的翻译。
So up till today, it's been supposedly sold about 50 million copies and translated to over 100 languages.
其实这三本书我们发现它都是在讲到人生的标杆，是我们要去追求什么的一个主题。
And these three books, their topic is all focused on the purpose of our life. What is the goal that we're pursuing after?
除了标杆人生以外，另外两本他们都，标杆人生是很明显的就引用了差不多将近1000节 近千节的圣经，其他的两本他们没有直接的引用圣经，但是我们都知道他们的主题思想都是从圣经来的。
So aside from the purpose-driven life, which used about 1,000 different verses to for the topic, but we know, although the others do not explicitly quote the Bible, as but they, we understand that that is the subject they were describing.
所以我今天就直接回到这三本书里面最基本的一个经文，就是腓立比书第三章的13、14节，那里讲到了说要向着标杆直跑。
So I just want for today's message, one for to return to the basic verses that here, which is in Philippians chapter 3, verse around verse 14, 15, where it speaks of this.
为什么要向着这个标杆直跑呢？因为要得到神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Why do we pursue, press on towards the goal? It is to receive the high price that Christ has given to us.
这几节经文我们要读的都是保罗他写给腓立比教会的经文。
These verses are, these are all written by Paul towards the Philippian church.
我们都知道腓立比教会是保罗亲手建立的，而且是对他来讲是最爱他的，跟他关系最好的一个教会。
We know that the Philippian church is a church that was personally brought up by Paul, and he has a very personal experience, and he loves them, and they also love him very much.
所以在这个腓立比书短短的四章里面，它里面充满了爱心的劝勉，还有他自己的见证。
And so in this very short chapters of Philippians, it is full of his loving encouragement and his words towards the church.
好，我们要看下面的经文是在第三章第一节到第三节里面说的。
So the next the verses we want to start with is chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
他在这里说到，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。
He says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
他说我还有话说，换句话说，他前面的两章讲了一大堆的劝勉、鼓励、安慰的话以后，他说我还没有说完，我还想再说，就是你们要靠主喜乐。
And he says finally, meaning that he already spoken a lot of words of encouragement prior to this, and now he has even more, and the last bit of it is to rejoice in the Lord.
所以我们看到这里，他有一个负担，就他还要不讲完不行，可是这个负担最重要的就是告诉他们说，你们要靠主喜乐。
And so now he has a burden he wants to share, and he feels that it is not finished until he finally shares this, and that is to rejoice in the Lord.
可是他说，我把这个话写给你们，对我并不难，可是对你们很需要。
And so he says, to me, it's not difficult to write these things, but it is very needed for you.
你想想看，如果是我如果告诉我的子女们说，你们要常常喜乐，那我的子女如果跟我讲说，哦，我都知道，可是我看你常常不喜乐啊，那我怎么办呢？
If I tell my children that you shall rejoice in the Lord always, and they will say, I know, but sometimes I don't see you rejoicing, and therefore, how would I answer them?
所以你看保罗说，要靠主喜乐对我来讲并不难，因为我自己在监牢里面，我在被人攻击诬告的里面，我都已经表现出来，让你们看到我是靠着主。
And Paul here says that it is not difficult for me to rejoice in the Lord, for when I sat in prison, when I dealt with all the hardship and difficulties, I rejoiced in the Lord. So therefore, through my experience, it's not difficult for me to do it.
但是对你们非常重要，因为你们遭遇的一些情况，你们必须警觉，你们必须要靠着主才能喜乐。
And therefore, but for you, it may be difficult because you've been encountered certain circumstance that you must rejoice in the Lord in order to solve these things.
他说，你们应当防备全类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行歌的。
And he goes on and says, beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the concision.
你看，他一连告诉他们，你们今天处的光景里面有很有必须要注意的事情，他一连用了三个防备，你们要小心，而且要讲这些事情，他骂他们是狗，骂他们是罪恶的， 而且让他们是自己靠着自己来做事情的。
And so here he is telling them that you shall beware, and he's calling them dogs. He says calling them their evil workers, and all, is calling them that they do things according to suspicion.
为什么要这样子严肃的讲两次还不够，还要用三重的形容词呢？
Why is it not enough just to use two, but he needs to use three different words to describe them?
因为这件事情非常的重要，就是关于割礼跟信心跟得救的问题。
And so because these things are very important because it is concerned circumcision, faith, and salvation.
Salvation. 而且这所以他第三节说，因为真受割礼的是我们以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口。不靠着肉体的。
For he says that it is that for we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and the glory in Jesus Christ and not in confidence in the flesh.
所以我们知道当时的腓立比教会一定是处在一个在真理方面在割礼方面的过分的强调而落入的一个困惑的光景。
So we must. So in that point in time, the Philippian church must have fallen into a circumstance in which there's a need to emphasize on circumcision and truth.
他相对于这个割礼的问题，他用了另外三重的说法：以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，还有不靠着肉体，用这三重的形容来告诉我们什么是真的割礼。
And here he uses three different phrases to describe what is the true circumcision, and that is worship by the Spirit of God, the glory in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
那什么是真受割礼呢?
What is the true circumcision?
保罗接着说，他这是真的以神的灵敬拜。
And he continues on, says that is the worship by the Spirit of God.
而且是在以基督耶稣里夸口的。
And also to boast in Christ Jesus.
请我们看下一节的下一章的投影片，我们看到以神的灵敬拜就是讲到心灵诚实。
And and to worship in the spirit is to worship in the spirit and truth.
而不是只靠外面的行为。
It is not relying upon our external actions or deeds.
弟兄姊妹，我们还记得这个撒玛利亚妇人告诉耶稣说，我们要在耶路撒冷敬拜，我们的敬拜必须到这个山上。可是耶稣说，不是，不是，我们真实的敬拜不是在山上，不是在耶路撒冷，而是用在真理和灵里面来敬拜神。
And if you remember the story of the Samaritan woman said that if we're to worship, we must go up on the mountains. And but Jesus, his reply to her was that we need not go to the mountains. The true worship would not be in the mountains, would not be in Jerusalem, but we need to worship in spirit and in truth.
那当时的犹太人用什么来夸口呢?
And, but at that time, also, what did the Jews, what did they boast about?
他们认为他们祖宗的遗传里面用割礼来跟神立约，这个是一定要遵循摩西的律法来才能够满足神的喜悦。
And they rely upon their Jewish heritage, right? And the circumcision that God has established with Abraham, and they use that to as a yeah.
当然，行割礼来表明跟着对着神的奉献，这是律法上面摩西。在亚伯拉罕在早在摩西以前，亚伯拉罕就已经神向他启示的。
And of course, offering ourselves through the act of circumcision is something that God has revealed unto Abraham much before Moses.
但是我们都知道，这个律法这些东西都是影子，它是一步一步的把我们要带到基督的面前。
For we know that the law and all these things are but foreshadowing, that they were to bring us step by step into Christ.
今天我们基督已经来在十字架上成全了这个救恩。
For Christ has already come today and upon the cross and have fulfilled the salvation.
所以我们要接受神的救恩必须有另外的一个管道。
So therefore, in order for us to accept his salvation, there must be another channel.
不再是因着我们自己的行为，而是因着信心相信耶稣基督已经在十字架上成全了。
It is no longer us relying on our own work, but rather to trust in that Jesus Christ has already accomplished all of this upon the cross.
我们因着信心来到神面前，可以被他算为义人。
And by our faith, we come before him, and therefore we are considered righteous and justified by faith.
而且我们敬拜神必须用我们里面的心灵和真理来敬拜，不是只是去一个教堂做一些有让人看的好行为叫做敬拜。
And in order for us to truly worship and what must come before him in a spirit and truth, it is not that we go to a church and do certain things that appear good outwardly.
那我们要问，那么我做行律法来表示我的敬虔有什么不对呢？
Therefore, let me ask you, what is wrong if I were to do according to the law to demonstrate my fervorness?
所以保罗就开始接下来用他自己的经历来告诉弟兄姊妹们为什么靠肉体是错的。
And therefore, Paul goes on and continues and shares with the brothers and sisters as to why relying upon the flesh is wrong.
所以我们看第四节以后，他说，若是靠肉体呢，别人可以，那我更可以的。为什么？因为在肉体的方面来讲，他有以色列人最纯正的血统遗传。
So in verse 4, he goes on to say that I can have confidence in the flesh much more than anyone else. Because why? Because he is of the tribe and he is of the Jewish stock.
他说我第八天就是完全是遵照亚伯拉罕的那个所有的遗传，我是以色列人，而且我还是这个以色列族里面最好的最敬虔的一个便雅悯支派，我是纯种的，再纯不能了，希伯来人中的希伯来人。
So he says that he was circumcised on the eighth day, which is completely according to the law. And for it goes on to say that he is not only of the Israelite, but he is also of Benjamin tribe, which is the most zealous of all tribes. And therefore, he is the Hebrews among all Hebrews.
所以不但在血统遗传里面他无可挑剔，他说我连我自己的行为来做，我都是这么的热心。
So in regards to heritage, this is nothing that they can complain about. But even so, he is also very zealous.
我从很年轻的时候，我就是学做法利赛人，而且真是在公会里面能够得到一个地位，在热心跟律法上面来说，我是没有，你们是没办法指责我的。
And from a very young age, he was a Pharisee, and he was in regards to the law and to his zealousness, there is nothing. They can compare, nothing that can criticize him about.
但是保罗今天有年纪了，他回头过来讲说，这些都是错的。
But now that Paul is much, much older, he turns back and says, all the past is wrong.
所以我们看一下从第七节以后，他说了，这是我以前跟我有益的，我现在因着基督都当作有损。
So in verse 7, he goes on to say, all these things, howbeit what things were gained to me, these have I counted loss for Christ.
因为现在我以认识基督为至宝，我发现了有一个还是真正的宝贝，所以我愿意为他把所有的我过去靠着夸口的东西都放下来。
So now that I've found that Christ is the treasure, and I'm willing to lay down all those things that I've boasted about in the past before Christ.
你要注意这里保罗讲的这个用的语言是非常的，你来讲的话又是很精炼的，可是也是很粗俗的。他说我把那些事情丢掉，看作当作大便一样，我不要去碰它，恶心，我为的是要得到基督。
So in the same passage, he uses words that are very elegant, but also very rough. He says that I no longer want to touch these things. All these things are refuse to me. They're filthy to me. They're dirty. I want to cast them aside.
所以为什么呢？因为我如果有错误的目标的追求的时候，去追求律法，那我一定会失去真正的喜乐。
And if I were to pursue after the wrong thing, and I were to pursue after the law, then I would truly lose the true joy.
因为那个靠行律法才能够被神算为好算数的话，我真的是没有办法做到。
Because if God were to only consider us that when we do things that are correct according to the law, then I would not be able to satisfy that.
所以保罗在罗马书里面第六、第七、第八那里，你看到他那里说，我真是苦啊，我想做做不到，我不想做我又做到，那我怎么办呢？除了只有靠圣灵来到主的面前，才能够恢复我在主里面的喜乐。
And that's why Paul in chapter 6 and 7, he says that even I want to do these things, but I just could not. And therefore, I just cannot do these things by myself. And it is only by the Spirit of God that I'm able to do these things.
所以接下来到第十节的时候，他就说，能够，我希望能使我认识基督，我可以晓得他复活的大能，并且可以效法他的死。
That in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of sufferings becoming conformed unto his death.
你注意这里他又用了三重的形容词，一个叫做认识，一个叫晓得，不但是头脑上，不但是亲身的效法，而且我还要真的经历，要走进去。
So here he uses also three different phrases to describe. And the first is to know. So not only is to know by in terms of knowledge, but rather to experience and to enter into.
所以这里你看11节他说或者我也可以从死里复活。这个或者难道是没有把握吗？
In verse 7 he says, if by any means I may. So does this mean he has no assurance?
No, 不是的。他这里是说，或者是一种说，哎呀，我真的这样做，我希望讨你的喜悦，这表明是一个谦卑的态度。
And so here he says, he's saying this that he's hoping for this, and it's to demonstrate a humbleness.
所以你看，这么有年纪的保罗，他已经是被主重用的大使徒，他建立了多少的教会，他传讲了多少的真理，写了多少的书信，可是他这里说。哎呀，主啊，真的是，或者我真的有一个衷心的盼望，我能够更多的认识你，更多的晓得你，更多的经历你的大能。
And so Paul, in his old age, he has built so many churches, he has brought up so many people, and he has written so many epistles, but yet he is here humbly say, if only I may come to know you, if I may just experience you a bit more, if I can just enter into you.
弟兄姊妹啊，我真的是我一再说了，我发现弟兄姊妹你们聚会的这十几十年的带领，弟兄们带领的弟兄给你们带到一个真的以主的话语为中心的一个正确的途径。
And I truly feel that in these last several decades that the brothers has certainly brought you into a true understanding of the word of God.
我看到你们的聚会里面不但是查这里是那些撒加利亚书，而且还要分享认识神话语的执事等等，这都是非常强调这个神的话语的一个带领。
And I see that not only are you doing Bible study in the book of Zechariah, but also in other aspects of understanding the word of God. This is truly a solid leadership and bring you into the word of God.
我们必须有真实对神的话语，神的心意有真实的认识，但是这些认识也必须要有实际的经历。
We must have a true understanding of the word of God, but this must also be backed by experience.
那我们在生活里面，侍奉里面，怎么样子认识，效法他的死呢？
So in our life and our ministry, how do we know and imitate his death?
我们又怎么样来经历他复活的大能呢？
And how do we experience the power of his resurrection?
我想弟兄姊妹们思想一下，要怎么样子才能够像保罗一样说，他可以经历，可以效法，可以认识基督复活的大能。
And I want brothers and sisters to think about how can we be like Paul and to say that we can know, experience, and imitate.
你有没有跟别人被别人 误解被人误会的经历？
Have you ever had an experience where there was a misunderstanding?
你有没有那个经历想要跟人家讲一个道理，要争辩我才是对的？
Have you ever tried to explain something or to argue something to say, in essence, to say, I am correct?
你有没有一个机会时候看到别人，或许你必须对比别人付出的更多，甚至被别人轻视踩在脚底下。
Have you ever had an experience where you need to sacrifice a lot more than others, but yet to be stepped upon by others?
这都是要具体的，要经历。
This is a broad picture of experience the power of Christ, of resurrection.
因为我们如果自己不死的话，那我们自己不向着老我去否定你自己的话，老是要为自己说话，你就不可能死，你也就不可能复活，靠着基督复活。
And if we're not dead ourselves, and if we continue to defend ourselves, then we would not we need to deny ourselves in order it, but in order for us to resurrect, we must first, our old self must first die.
你可以活，但是你可能活得很辛苦，因为那是靠你自己。
You may be able to live, but you will live with such struggle because you're living according to yourself, by yourself.
所以当保罗讲完这个以后，他说，我不是。 说我已经得着了，十二节，接下来说。
And in verse 12, Paul continues to say, not that I have already obtained.
他说我乃是竭力虽久，或者我可以得着基督，所以得着我的。
He says, I'm already made perfect, but I press on, if so be that I may lay hold on which, on that for which also I have laid hold on by Christ Jesus.
我们读仔细一点的时候，你会发现他这里又讲了三次的得着，第一次的得着用的是 obtain.
And so here he uses the word to hold, to lay hold, or three different words for that. The first time is about to obtain.
结果后面的两次你发现他越来越强了，他说第二个说，或那个得着是竭力追求，我要想办法把它抓住，然后呢，他说耶稣。
And so he continues on to say, the second one is to say, I press on, to I grab hold. And the last is to firmly that I must grab hold of Christ Jesus. I must lay hold.
所以我们看到其实得着呢，对得救这一件事情来讲，其实基督的救赎已经完全了，我们根本就不需要做什么，我们只要完全的信而接受。
In order to obtain salvation, there's nothing more we need to do any further we need to do, for we only need to receive, for Christ has already completed.
但是他这里说要竭力继续追求的得着呢，那是指着对成圣和得荣耀的奖赏来说的。
But here, when he says to press on, to lay hold, that is in regards to be consecrated and to receive glory.
我们必须靠着主的恩典和加的力量，我们每天追求更高。We
must rely upon His power and His grace, and to pursue after day after day.
所以保罗接着说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。”
He says, continue on, he says, I count not myself yet to have laid hold, but one thing I do, that is to forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before.
这是我们大家很熟悉的这一节经文,他说只有一件事,我要专注的一件事,就是要忘记后面的,向着前面的努力直奔。
And he says that there is but one thing I need to do, which is we're familiar with, which is the forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before.
我们人生走到了几十年以后，你累积了很多背后的事情。
After several decades of life here, I'm sure everyone has accumulated many, many things of our past.
你真的能够忘记背后吗?
Can you truly forget your past?
我个人的体验是 很难，除非我的记忆力越来越衰退，不然的话，那些我所受的痛苦，我所做错的事，我可能都常常会来搅扰我。I
find it personally, I find it very difficult unless my memory start to fail me. But I find it difficult to forget the pain that I've suffered and the mistakes I've made and those sufferings in the past.
但是整本圣经里面有很多的人物，有很多的故事，神都告诉我们一件事情，就是。 我们虽然不能够忘记完全的忘记，但是我们可以靠着神的恩典 来改变这些过去的伤害、过去的错误，它的意义。
And the Bible, through the stories, Bible, God tells us that we may not be able to forget, but it is by His grace that we will be able to change the meaning of these sufferings and the pain and these experiences in our past.
最明显的一个例子就是约瑟，他被卖到埃及以后，经过了20多年，你想想他那么多的遭遇了那么多的痛苦，他有一天成为宰相。
And so the very obvious example is Joseph. After he was sold to Egypt for 20 or so years, all the pain and suffering he did, he became the right hand of the Pharaoh.
你看他作为宰相以后，他生了两个孩子，他给孩子起的名字叫做马拉西，这是什么意思呢？
So after he became the governor of Pharaoh, he had two sons. The first is named Manasseh. What is the meaning of this name?
其实这个名字他的意思，他还说求神使我忘了我一切的痛苦和我父的全家，他们忘不了，所以他在孩子的名字里面他要求主让他能够忘记。
And in the name, because he just cannot forget, he asked God to say, help me to forget what happened and forget my father's family.
他的那个双胞胎出来的老二，他给他的名字叫以法莲，还是要在他的名字里面有讲到受苦。
And the second of his twin is Ephraim. And in Ephraim's name, he also speaks of suffering.
所以我们看到当约瑟他见到他的弟兄的时候，他躲在房间里大哭，等到弟兄们都吓死的时候，他出来安慰他的弟兄们。
So we see that when he met his brothers, he went into his room and wept bitterly. And only later on did he come out and greet his brothers.
他说你们不要为着把我卖到这里来自怨自艾，你们要知道是神安排这件事，他让你们，让差我比你们先来到这个埃及，是为了为你们准备粮食。
And he said to his brothers, do not blame yourself for selling me into Egypt, for God is the one who brought me into Egypt to prepare the way so that one day that Joseph may save them.
你看到这个约瑟就是忘记背后，努力面前的，以正面的这个意义，只有这一件事让他专注的活在神的面前。
So Joseph in his story, he is the good example of forgetting the past and focusing on what is and before.
那圣经里面还有好几个人讲到了一件事。
In the Bible, there were also other examples that God mentioned.
比如说马大，他对着说，马大那里说的是，他只有一件事，就是专心的坐在主的脚前听主的话。
So, Martha. So Martha is
玛利亚，对不起，玛利亚，她选择上好的福分，只有专心的坐在主的面前听话。
So Mary is the one who focused on what is the better blessing, which is to be seated before Christ and to listen to Jesus.
就马大就为着太多的事情分心了，他不只有一件事，他有太多的事。
And Martha was so distracted by so many different things. She didn't have one thing to focus on. There were many things.
在启示录里面我们看到也责备那个教会，以弗所的教会，你把起初的爱心离弃了。
And in Revelation, we see that Jesus scolded the Ephesus church that you forgot your initial love.
大卫他在他晚年的时候，他建好圣，甚至他在可慕见圣殿的时候，他说只有一件事我要寻求，就是我一生一世要住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
And to, and so when David was building the temple, he says there's but one thing I desire, which is to dwell in the house of the God and to gaze upon his beauty.
弟兄姊妹啊，什么是你的一件事？
Brothers and sisters, what is your one focus, one thing?
你想得到一个事业上的成就吗？
Do you want to have a success in your career?
你的一件事就是要生儿养女，能够抱孙子吗？
Is your one thing to have children and grandchildren?
弟兄姊妹，这些都是好的，但是这些事情 不能够拦阻我们向追求认识主，向着他的标杆直跑。
These are all good things, but these things should not be a hindrance to us in pursuit of Him and run, pressing on towards the goal.
除了刚刚我们领会的弟兄带我们唱的那首诗歌，使我更多认识耶稣以外，还有另外一首诗歌是我非常喜欢的，叫做《主，今要主自己》。
And aside from the hymn that our brother led us sing at the beginning, there's one other. It's that it's still, I want to experience Jesus. That's another song, hymn I like.
这首诗歌是 A.B. Simpson 他写的诗歌。
This hymn was written by A.B. Simpson, call
你知道
himself.
A.B. Simpson 是谁吗？
Do you know who A.B. Simpson is?
A.B. Simpson 他是加拿大人，他是今天所说的宣道会的创始人。
So he's
Alliance
the
Church Alliance。
okay. So he's the founder of the Lions Church.
你知道在纽约上周有个神学院，在我们这附叫做 Nyack 神学院，那就是宣道会的一个神学院。
So there's a NIAC, I guess, ministry. So that was founded by the Lions Church.
OK，我们看到 A.B. Simpson 其实他是一个，他14岁的时候生在一场很大的病，他经历了神迹的医治。
So when he was young, he endured a great illness and experienced God's healing.
可是到他后来越来越成熟的时候，他写的这首诗歌叫做《他自己》。
And so as he grew up and as he matured, he wrote this hymn called Himself.
前我要得祝福，今要得找主。前我要得感觉，今靠主话语。前我要得恩赐，今要赐恩主。前我寻求医治，今要主自己。永远高举耶稣，赞美他不歇。一切在基督里，为他是我一切。这是 A.B. Simpson， 他说神迹、奇事、医治都不是我要的。
And this is A.B. Simpson. He says that a miracle, healing, these things are not what I desire.
这些神迹其实都是好的，可是他们只不过是一个指路标，告诉我神在哪里，引导我去更多的认识神。
These are all good things, but they're merely markers pointing me in the direction of God, telling me which way to go.
我们不要老是抓着这些次要的东西，而把我真正的目标搞迷糊了。
Let's not focus on the smaller things, but forget our goal.
所以我们看到13节14节他继续的说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
In verse 13 and 14 he says that is to forget the things that are behind and focus on that which is before him.
我要直跑，一直跑，不能停，而且我要得到神在基督耶稣里面召我来的奖赏。
And I need to press on towards the goal, press forward and to not stop and to towards the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
他这里用了一个图画让我们理解赛跑的选手他怎么样的 focus， 怎么样专注在终点线，而且要克服一切的困难试探来得到世界上的奖赏。
And here is the image of a runner, which the runner needs to focus solely on the goal line and to ignore all distractions and so that he may receive this worldly prize.
我要给弟兄姊妹们介绍一个见证，这个人叫做 Eric Liddell， 他是1924年奥运金牌的得主。
So I'd like to introduce Eric Liddell, his testimony. So he was the, I think he was an Olympic gold medalist from 1960s?
1924.
1924, okay.
他的父兄，其实他小时候他是生长在中国的。
So he grew up in China.
他父兄父母都是这个宣教士。
And his parents were missionaries.
后来他回到了英国以后，他读大学，他很突出，他最 特殊的就是他跑得非常快，所以他大学毕业以后，他参加了代表英国参加了巴黎的奥运会里面百米的赛跑。
So after he returned to England, he attended university. And in university, he discovered he can run very fast. And therefore, he attended the Paris Olympics in 1924 for the 400 meter.
他成为整个英国人的期望，就是他在巴黎奥运会里面要为英国得到一面金牌，而且这个金牌有机会会破世界纪录。
So he was the hope of all of England because he had the opportunity to win a gold medal for England and also an opportunity to break the world record.
所以当他到巴黎去的时候，全英国的报章杂志都大捧，都希望看到这个荣耀的一刻。
So when he went there, the English newspaper they all talked about this glorious moment.
结果没想到他到巴黎以后，当然了，还没有比赛的前面几个星期，他参加了主日去讲道，参加了聚会。
So prior to the competition, he attended Sunday service at church.
可是到了赛程排出来的时候，他发现他的百米竞赛竟然排在主日的上。
So when the competition times were announced, he found that his 100 meter dash competition was before his Sunday service.
所以他跟着教练团就商量，他能不能礼拜天不跑，而改换成参加第二天或第三天的400米的跑步。
So he had a discussion with his coach to see if it's possible that he would skip the Sunday competition, but will run the 400 meters later on.
当然，但这件事情传回英国的时候，那是全部的舆论都炸锅了。这怎么太荒谬了？一个短跑的选手怎么会去跑那个中距离的400米呢？
So when this news spread back to England, everyone was so appalled and felt that this was totally ridiculous because how can a sprinter run a medium distance competition?
这所有的训练的方式、肌肉的运用、呼吸的转换完全是不一样的。你100米的人怎么能够去跑400米？而且你去比赛的人都是世界上的有机会拿冠军的选手啊。
And how can for all the things, the training, the breathing, the technique, and all that is different for a short sprinter as opposed to the 400 meters, and how can you expect to compete against the 400 meter competition they were all expected to get medalists?
所以我们看到 Eric Liddell 顶着这么大的压力，当然也有人为他祷告，有人鼓励他，他参加了比赛。
For you can see what such tremendous pressure Eric Liddell was under. Of course, there were people who were praying for him and those there were who supported him.
我这里有一张图片，你们看到当时的报章的大报道是这样的。他说他不是他的跑步不是为着群众跑，不是为了他的国家跑，不是为他个人的名声，也不是为他的荣耀而跑。
Here you can see a nice picture here. It says that he did not run for the crowd, not for the country, not for fame, not for glory.
他是为着上帝而跑。
And he ran for God.
你看这么一个人，他在那里连中国人的报纸都有翻译，都有报道。你们在网络上很容易查到。
And even in his picture was posted in the Chinese paper as well.
可是后面的故事还没有完。
But the story is not finished yet.
他不但拿到400米的金牌，而且破了当时的世界纪录47.6秒，破了奥运的纪录。
So not only did he obtain the gold medal for 400 meter, but he also broke the record, 46.7 seconds.
你知道得到这个奥运金牌的人，他如果在某一些的衣服的广告、食品的广告上，甚至他穿的球鞋，他只要把脚抬出来照一张相，他这一辈子就吃喝不尽了。
You know that if you're a gold medalist, you can do a lot of promotions, brand promotions, and you would be wealthy.
结果他两年以后1926年他因着对着同对着中国人宣教的负担他回到了中国。
So, 2 years later, because of his burden for the Chinese people, for missionary work, he returned to China.
没有名声，没有钱，他全部都放下了，他到了中国继续跟他父兄做宣教传福音的工作。
So he laid down his fame, his potential wealth, the riches, to go back to China and to be a missionary.
可是那个时候正好是日本人来打中国的时候。
But at that time, it was just the time when the Japanese was invading China.
他被抓到了集中营里面受苦。
He was taken into the Japanese concentration camp.
很不幸的，他在1940几年里面的时候，是44年还是46年的时候，他因着脑瘤死在集中营。
And it was sad that in 1944 or 45-ish, he, because of a brain tumor, he died in the concentration camp.
才40多岁啊。
He was only just a little bit over 40.
他是向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召他来得的奖赏。
And he pressed on toward the goal unto the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
什么叫做直跑呢？直跑就是竭力的追求，我不浪费时间，停止不进。
What does it mean to press forward? It's to pursue fervently, to strive forward, to go in that direction without stopping.
我的眼睛就是专注在神要给我的奖赏，而不是人间的奖赏。
And my eyes will be upon the prize that God has provided for me, and not upon any worldly prizes.
我特别要注意两件事，第一个就是我要直跑，我就不能够浪费时间，停止不进。
So I need to mention two things here. If I were to press on forward and run fast, I cannot stop for anything.
不能像亚伯拉罕一样出来，出了加勒底的乌尔，结果走到要走就在要到又到埃及，又在哈兰停留，结果几十年就过去了。
And it's not like Abraham, where after he left Ur of Chaldees, he went to Egypt, went to Haran, and after several decades, he circled around.
我们也不能像这个以色列百姓一样，摩西把他们带出来要往迦南美地去，结果绕来绕去，在旷野里面绕了几十年。
We also cannot be like the Israelites when Moses led them out of Egypt. He wanted God was to take them to the land of Canaan, but yet they circled around the wilderness for 40 years.
所以什么样子叫做向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我得来的奖赏呢？
What does it mean to press on toward the goal unto the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus?
不是神机，不是人间的智慧，而是认识基督并他钉十字架。
It is not miracles, it is not knowledge of earthly knowledge, but it is to know Christ and the crucified on the cross.
不是要得恩赐，而是要让我们的生命改变成像基督的性情，去追求神的国、神的义，还有神的自己。
It is not to be blessed, but to change into to imitate Christ and to pursue after His kingdom, His righteousness.
好，最后我们要看到，我们要怎么样存着坚忍的心，竭力来追求神。
How do we keep to have a desire and to pursue after? How do we press on towards?
所以这里说，凡是完全人都要有这样的心智。
All those who are the perfect, all those who are the complete or perfect man, should have the same desire.
其实这个完全人还不只是中文翻译成好像你会感觉到是 perfect， 其实这里讲的是一个 mature， 是一个灵命成熟的人，他需要有这样有坚韧直跑。按部就班受纪律训练的追求。
And so it is, but rather a mature person, not so much as perfect, but to pursue and to press on.
尤其在我们中间，今天我知道30多岁、40岁的，甚至20几岁的，有好多年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们今天在应该要在每一个生活环境里面，我们来操练这样的心态。
And we have many brothers and sisters in their 20s, their 30s, or even their 40s that they need to train and practice this type of attitude in their life.
你找工作的目标是什么呢? 你跟谁结婚呢? 你养育儿女是为了什么呢?
What is the goal of your, when you're looking for a job, what are you looking for? Who do you marry? What's the purpose of having children?
当我们在服事上面碰到困难的时候，当我们失业的时候，生病的时候，人际关系起了冲突的时候，我们还能跑吗？
When we're faced with hardship in our ministry, when we have conflicts with others, at that point, do we still continue to press on?
所以接下来我们用简单的英文来看，有几个要素要怎么样竭力奔跑。
So there are several things we need to take a look at. What does it mean to press on?
你必须要有渴望，你必须要有不满足，你才能够去竭力追求。
You must have a desire or a dissatisfaction in order for you to press on.
还不止这样，你要往前直跑，你必须要有专注，你必须要真的一心就是向着标杆去跑。
And you must have this focus, this single-mindedness to run towards the goal.
更重要的，我们平常要有一些操练，要有一些纪律，我们有一个决心去跑。
And aside from that, we must have certain devotions and determination.
可是他说按部就班，到了什么地步就当照着什么地步行。
And so whatever may happen, progress may happen, then we will do according to wherever we are.
今天好多的人想要侍奉，可是侍奉神，可是他却越过这个十字架的功课，他就是想要一下子就站在人的面前。 这都不是这样受照着什么地步行的一个操练。
And so some people want to serve God, but they want to bypass the cross and to just stand before man. So this is not some type of to be trained according to accordingly.
好，我们就来到了今天的结论。
So we come to our conclusion.
我们看到今天两大部分，首先是保罗他把他得救之前的追求身份来发现这个是一个错误的价值观。We
see that Paul finds that what he relied upon his value before his was wrong.
接下来后面一段，他就告诉我们他得救以后。 他的目标是要在基督耶稣里面得奖赏。
So after he's been saved, he tells us that his goal is that the prize is Jesus Christ, is his goal after salvation.
而且在这里我们看到他愿意放弃那个赐好的，而去追求那个天上来的最好的、永远不会失去的奖赏。
So here we see that he wants to lay down that which is good to pursue after that which is perfect, so that he will truly receive the true joy.
后面这里有一句英文是非常棒的一句话，是一个才二十几岁就到宣教工厂上面，结果就因着土人的误会，他殉道的一个 Jim Elliot， 他在他的 圣经后面所写的一句话。
So we have a very good quote from Jim Elliot, who in his 20s went to share the gospel.
是的,
And ultimately he was martyred.
他说到了这句话的英文，我请弟兄请 Daniel 替我读，这个英文写的非常的好。
So here he says, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose."
就是一个能够把手中永远不能保持东西放下的人，而去追求那个永远不会失掉的东西的人，在这样的一个人，你绝对不可能是个傻瓜，他是个聪明人。
And this person is a wise person.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们来看保罗对着腓立比教会的劝勉。
And here we can take a look at Paul's encouragement to the Philippian church.
但望下面 我写的几句反思应用的问题能够成为弟兄姊妹听过道以后，或者你有小组聚会，或者你个人的思考，你能够来思想并且来应用。
So here I pose several questions that you can pose to yourself and to when you meditate upon the subject.
So 去简单的读一下，第一个就是你在你的生活侍奉中，你要怎么样去经历这个晓得效法耶稣基督复活的大能力。
So in your life and ministry, how do you come to know, understand, and imitate the power, the resurrection power of Christ?
第二个就是我们价值观的追求，你在认识主耶稣以后，是不是跟以前有没有什么改变？
And secondly, is after knowing Christ, did your values and goals change?
接下来就是我们向着标杆直跑，你目前，你知道今年已经过了一半了，你有什么样的希望的追求？能不能跟你的属灵同伴，或者你自己每天来渴望有祷告和操练呢？
So we're already halfway through the year. What are some of the things that you can share with your spiritual partners, or even to yourself, that what are some of the things you want to practice and pursue of Christ as the goal?
非常感谢主，今天让我们能够分享这样的一个信息。
I truly thank the Lord that today I have the opportunity to share with you such message.
请我们低头一起祷告。
Please let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿这些话能够把你的心意讲得清楚。
I hope these words can express your desire clearly.
我们谢谢你让这个教会有这么多真的年轻年长弟兄姐妹愿意追求。
We thank the Lord that in this church we have so many brothers and sisters, young and old, that they're willing and pursuing you.
求主你让我们在生活中更多经历你复活的大能。
May we experience the power of your resurrection even more in our daily life.
让我们更多的向自己死，向你活。
Let us die to ourselves even more and live to you, be alive to you even more.
让我们的追求就是要你自己，使我们更多认识你自己。
And the greatest pursuit for us is to know yourself and to know you more.
谢谢恩典的主。
Thank you, Lord, gracious Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.